So you must have strong effort, try to let the mindfulness stay with the breath. Once it goes away, you have the effort to pull the mind back to the breath again. It goes away, then the effort to pull the mind back gently, not rashly, pull the mind back to the breath again. So if you can keep on putting this effort to pull the mind back on the breath, then the sati, the mindfulness, will stay with the breath. When the mindfulness or sati stay with the breath, then you develop another quality, that is concentration. So first, effort to be mindful continuously. With the effort, the mindfulness becomes stronger, and with the strong mindfulness, you develop concentration. So effort, mindfulness, and concentration, this constitute concentration training. We have three trainings: morality training, concentration training, and wisdom training. So effort, mindfulness, and concentration belong to concentration training. If you can practice in this way, with continuous effort to pull the mind back to the breath, and mindfulness becomes strong and concentration develops, then the mind will sink into the object. And this is called non-superficiality of the mindfulness. And in the course of training, the Buddha said in Anguttara Nikaya, the practice of concentration is called training of higher mind. So in the course of training, Buddha said, you should from time to time give attention to three items. First, the item of concentration. Second, the item of effort. And the third, the item of equanimity. If a yogi, a meditator, gives exclusively attention to the item of concentration, then his mind may fall into dullness, into laziness, dullness and laziness. So at that time, what to do? So at that time, if due to excessive concentration, the mind fall into dullness or laziness, or even fall into bhavanga. Bhavanga is life continuum state. Like you forget the breath, but the mind is so peaceful. Okay. So at that time, you should balance your mind with three factors of enlightenment. The enlightenment factors of investigation. You should investigate why the mind becomes so dull and so lazy. When your mind becomes so dull and so lazy, you don't stay at that dullness and laziness. You investigate. This is called factor of investigation. Okay. The second one, when excessive concentration. Why excessive concentration? Because your effort is not enough. The concentration and effort is not balanced. So at that time, you should put more effort. How to put more effort? You should try to aware of the beginning, middle, and the end of the breath. If you try to exert more energy and look more closely the beginning, middle, and the end, then the dullness, the laziness of the mind will go away. This is called investigation, the factor of effort. Okay. And the third one, the factor of rupture. When the mind becomes so dull and so lazy, you need to make your mind happy. So how to make the mind happy? So you can, can, at this point, you need to think. You think the mind, or you can temporarily shift the meditation subject. You can recollect the virtues of the Buddha. The Buddha has 9 virtues. Let's say number 1, Arahant. What's the meaning of Arahant? Arahant means he uproot all the refinements. You can imagine when a person's mind is free from all refinements, how happy it is, how pure it is, how brilliant, how bright the mind when it's free from all refinements. So when you think of this, the state of a mind free from all refinements, like Arahant state of mind, then the happiness arises in your mind. So with this happiness arise in your mind, the dullness, darkness, and the laziness of mind will go away. So this is how you can balance using the 3 factor of enlightenment, the factor of investigation, the factor of effort, and the factor of ruptures to balance with your excess concentration. With your excessive concentration. Okay. So after that, Buddha also said, if a yogi give exclusively attention to the item of effort, then his mind will become restless. His mind will become restless. So at that time, you should balance the excessive energy with another 3 factors of enlightenment. Number 1, the enlightenment factors of tranquility. And number 2, the enlightenment factors of concentration and the enlightenment factor of equanimity. So because of excessive effort, the mind becomes so restless. Then you should just look on the breath calmly. Just look on the breath with equanimity, calmly, then the excessive effort will be removed. Okay, the next one. If a yogi give exclusive attention to equanimity, and the mind will not be well concentrated for the destruction of the taints. So if you just look on the breath, just look on the breath like that, no, the concentration also not be well developed. Just like a goldsmith, from time to time he blow fire on it. From time to time he sprinkles water on it, and from time to time he just look on it. If he were to blow the fire on the gold continuously, it might be heated too much. And if he were to sprinkle water on it, it might be cool down too much. Or if he were just look on the gold, then the gold will not be come to perfect refinement. So from time to time, when it's the correct time, then he blow fire on it. When the time for he to sprinkle water, he sprinkle water on it. If it's a time for he to just look on, then he just look on. So also in your practice, you must pay attention to these 3 items. The item of concentration, the item of effort, and the item of equanimity. Only then you can make very good progress. This is the advice from the Lord Buddha. Okay, so if you are satisfied with the second stage of knowing the long and short of the breath, then you can proceed to the third stage.